You know, we spend a massive amount of time on the show analyzing companies that are automating the really heavy lifting of industry. We talk about healthcare, banking, logistics, all that invisible stuff that, you know, keeps the world moving. But there's a paradox here we rarely touch
The
on.
silence of the innovators, right?
Exactly. You have a company like OpenBots. I mean, they're revolutionizing healthcare administration. We're talking about AI agents making these complex decisions on medical claims, handling prior authorizations, basically running the entire back office of major hospitals.
Yeah, but the more complex their tech gets, the harder it is to explain.
That's it. It's a bandwidth problem.
Totally. You can either build the future or you can talk about it. It's really hard to find the resources to do both well. And in a world this noisy, if you can't tell your story, it almost doesn't matter how good your code is.
Well, today we're looking at a collision of two technologies that might actually solve that. We're putting OpenBots, the operational beast, under the microscope with Auto Content API, which claims to be an industrial engine for storytelling.
And the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you let the robots tell their own story.
I love that.
But, you know, just to be clear, this isn't about robots writing poetry or something.
Right.
This is about structural enterprise-grade communication. It's about how a company like OpenBots can take the massive amount of data they process and turn it into content that humans can actually consume.
Okay, so let's start with that operational beast. We need to ground this in reality first. I was reading through the OpenBots documentation, their case studies, and when we say they're doing agentic AI in healthcare, this is not a chatbot on a website helping you schedule a teeth cleaning.
No, not at all. Not even close. We're talking about the messy, unglamorous back end of a hospital system,
Yeah.
the revenue cycle.
And this is where the scale just gets kind of terrifying.
It does. You mentioned the KMH Cardiology Center's case study when we were prepping.
The fax machine metrics, that
Yeah.
one really stuck with me. 55,000 pages of fax per month.
55,000.
And I know some listeners are thinking, who on earth still uses faxes in the 2020s? But in healthcare, it's still the protocol for interoperability. It's secure, it's legal.
And it's incredibly messy. It's the backbone of the industry, unfortunately. And processing that manually is a nightmare. You have humans reading these blurry scans, trying to figure out if it's a referral or a denial.
This is where OpenBots comes in, and I want to clarify that term agentic, because usually automation means if this, then that. You know, move a PDF from folder A to folder B.
Right, old school RPA, mimicking keystrokes.
But OpenBots seems to be doing something more cognitive.
That's the key distinction. Their agents are actually reading the facts, understanding that it's a denial for a specific cardiac procedure, and then, and this is the agentic part, determining the medical code needed to fix it.
So they're making decisions.
They're making decisions with 98% accuracy. They have agents for prior authorization hitting a 97% first pass approval rate. They have medical coding agents that drop coding time by 70%. These are not just scripts. They are, for all intents and purposes, digital employees handling the revenue lifecycle.
Okay, so you have this incredibly sophisticated, high-stakes operation, agents achieving a 100% match rate on payment posting. But here's the catch, and this brings us to the problem we started with. If you update the logic for that decision-making agent today, how do you teach the human staff about the change tomorrow?
Or how do you explain to a skeptical hospital administrator that an AI can handle their billing better than their staff of 20 years? That is the communication gap.
You've got these complex solutions, fax indexing, denial management, ambient listening, and you need to explain them to busy doctors, nervous executives, and even your own internal sales team.
And the usual answer is to hire a small army of writers, video editors, and audio engineers to translate code into plain English.
Which is slow.
It's slow, it's expensive, and frankly, it just can't keep up. If OpenBots pushes a code update every week, a human video team cannot produce a new explainer video every week. The math just doesn't work.
Which brings us to player number two, Auto Content API. Now, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. We have ChatGPT, we have Claude. If OpenBots needs to summarize a manual or write a blog post, why don't they just have an intern copy-paste the text into a prompt window?
Well, that works if you have one manual. It completely fails if you have 5,000.
So it's a throughput issue.
It's throughput, but it's also about structure. You have to understand that auto content isn't a chatbot where you sort of negotiate the output. It's what they call headless.
Headless, meaning it runs in the background, no user interface. Great.
Exactly. It's infrastructure. You treat content creation like code execution. You send a JSON payload with a technical document, say a complex PDF about OpenBot's new claims processing architecture, and you just get back a perfectly formatted asset.
So it's the difference between a craftsman making one chair and a factory line making thousands of chairs.
Precisely. They pitch themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. You know, Notebook LM, the Google tool.
Yeah, we've used it. It's pretty impressive.
It is, but it's a consumer tool. You have to manually upload stuff. Auto content allows for programmatic generation. You feed it URLs, PDFs, YouTube videos, all via an API. And it uses what they call recipes to transform it.
Recipes? That implies it's not just summarizing, it's restructuring.
Right. A summary is boring. A recipe says, take this technical manual, extract the three biggest compliance risks, and turn it into a two-person dialogue script for a podcast.
Oh, interesting.
Or turn this financial report into a 60-second vertical video script for TikTok. And it doesn't just write the text, it generates the actual audio and video files.
Okay, let's play matchmaker. We have OpenBots with the complex data and the communication bottleneck. We have AutoContent with this transformation engine. How does OpenBots actually use this in the real world?
Let's look at three specific use cases, and let's start with the one that isn't so obvious. Internal knowledge transfer.
Which is just a fancy way of saying training, right?
It is, but think about the stakes. The world of medical coding is ruled by compliance. Codes change. Regulations update constantly. Large organizations have these massive information silos.
And nobody reads the 40-page memo.
Nobody reads the memo. So OpenBots could use AutoContent to just ingest those technical manuals or compliance updates. The API then generates an internal podcast, say a 10-minute audio summary of the new policy.
So instead of read this PDF, it's listen to this breakdown on your commute.
Exactly. It turns passive documentation into active media. The retention rate for audio is just so much higher for busy staff on the go.
That makes a lot of sense. Meet people where they are. Okay, so let's look outward. Use case two, thought leadership. OpenBots is competing in a crowded market. They need to own the conversation around agentic AI.
This is where the deep research endpoint of AutoContent comes in. And this is fascinating because it addresses a major limitation of most AI models, which is stale data.
Right. Most models are cut off at a certain date.
AutoContent's deep research endpoint can browse the live web. It can read FT.com, SEC.gov, reputable industry sources. So OpenBots could set up a recurring research task. Let's say, scan for the impact of AI on supply chain or changes in healthcare denials management.
So it's going out, reading the news, collecting data. But what does it do then? Just send a list of links?
No, it structures a report.
Yeah.
But here's the magic. You chain that research into content generation. OpenBots could have a system that scans for regulatory changes every morning and by 8 a.m., generates an audio briefing for their executives.
A daily state of the market podcast generated entirely by AI, reading live web data?
That's it. It establishes authority without burning out a team of analysts.
Mm.
They become the source of truth because they're curating the news faster than anyone else.
That speed flows right into use case three, which is newsjacking. And I want to double click on this because usually newsjacking requires a very nimble marketing team just glued to Twitter, waiting for something to happen.
Right, waiting to jump on it. How does an API replace that intuition?
Yeah.
It's about chaining the endpoints. AutoContent has a social intelligence endpoint. You can configure it to listen for specific keywords on X and Reddit, say CMS guidelines or ICD-10 update.
Okay, so it's listening.
And when the sentiment on those keywords hits a certain threshold, maybe there's confusion or panic trending because of a new government rule, the system triggers a generation event. It then pulls the relevant solution data from OpenBot's own knowledge base, combines it with the trending news, and synthesizes a script.
That is fascinating. So before a human marketing manager has even finished their morning coffee, the system has drafted a video script addressing the exact panic happening on social media.
It could have even produced the video already. That's the real-time promise. It turns reaction time from days into minutes. If a new regulation drops, OpenBots could have an explainer video out within the hour.
That gives them a massive competitive advantage. While their competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss their content strategy, OpenBots has already published the content.
Exactly. Speed becomes the strategy.
Now, we've mentioned audio and video, but I want to talk about the quality. Because, you know, 5 years ago, text-to-speech meant a robot voice that sounded like it was trapped in a well.
For sure. AutoContent really emphasizes voice cloning.
And this addresses the CEO paradox.
Yes, which is, you know, consumers and B2B buyers, they want to hear from leadership. They want to trust who's running the ship. But the CEO of OpenBots is busy building a company. They don't have time to be in a recording booth every week.
So you clone them?
You clone them. You record the CEO once, create a high-fidelity voice model, and then the marketing team can generate CEO updates from just text. The source material says these voices are natural, steady, and believable.
So you could have the CEO narrating a case study about that cardiology center, explaining the nuance of the fax problem without the CEO ever seeing the script.
Precisely. It scales the CEO's presence. And then there's video automation. This is crucial for OpenBots because of their landing pages.
Right. They have a page for claims, a page for scribe, a page for intake. It's a huge site.
And we know that video increases dwell time. There's a stat that if you have a video on a landing page, you are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times? That's an absurd number.
It's the data. Search engines love video, but making a custom video for every single product feature is a logistical nightmare. It costs thousands per video.
So in comes the explainer video endpoint.
Yes. OpenBots can just crawl their own feature pages. The API takes the text from the prior authorization page and generates a 60-second video. It can use avatars, subtitles, the whole package.
So they can have a faceless video channel that covers every single niche feature they have?
It lets them cover the long tail. They could have a video for their smallest, most specific feature, which would never make financial sense to film manually.
Speaking of financial sense, we have to talk about the economics, because usually when we say enterprise AI solutions, I instinctively reach for my wallet.
Yeah, usually you should. But yeah. AutoContent is being very aggressive here.
I'm looking at their credit model. A manual podcast costs hundreds of dollars to produce. Easy. If you're hiring a studio, maybe $1,000. Here, we're talking about cents.
It's somewhere between 10 cents and maybe 2 euros per asset, depending on the length and complexity. But look at the bigger picture. It shifts content from a fixed cost to a marginal cost that's approaching zero.
Which means the risk of producing content just disappears. If a video costs $500, you have to be sure it's good. If it costs 4 euros.
You can afford to miss. You can flood the zone. You can create a video for a feature that only 50 people will ever use, and it's still ROI positive.
Mm.
That's impossible with human labor.
And they have that tiered credit model, right? Amateur, professional.
Right. And for a company like OpenBots, that means scalability. If they're launching a new suite of agents next month, they can scale up to the high volume plan, generate hundreds of assets, and then scale right back down. No hiring and firing.
There is one more economic lever here that I think is huge, given that healthcare is global. Translation.
Oh, this is the global expansion play. It's huge. AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
So OpenBots takes that English case study about denials management we talked about
and instantly generates a Spanish version, a German version, a Japanese version, and not just translating the text on the page, generating the audio podcast in Spanish, generating the video voiceover in German.
They just multiplied their total addressable market by 5 overnight.
Without hiring a local content team in Tokyo or Berlin, that's the power of infrastructure over just tools. It lets a company operate like a multinational media conglomerate with a fraction of the headcount.
So when we put this all together, OpenBots is using AI agents to fix the production capacity problem in healthcare administration. And AutoContent API is using AI to fix the production capacity problem in content marketing.
It's a perfect mirror.
Mm.
And it really points toward where the web is going. We are entering the agentic web.
That sounds a little ominous. What does that mean exactly?
Well, think about it. Soon, it won't just be humans reading the OpenBots website. It will be other AI agents. Siri, ChatGPT, Gemini reading the content to answer user questions.
Ah.
AutoContent ensures that OpenBots data is structured, JSON, FAQs, clear audio transcripts, so those future agents can actually read it and understand it.
So by automating their content now, they are basically preparing their data for a future where machines are the primary consumers of information.
Exactly. It's future-proofing through automation. If your content isn't structured and abundant, the AI agents of the future simply won't find you.
It really makes you rethink the value of a writer or a video editor in the specific context. We aren't replacing the creative spark, the strategy, the why, but we are definitely replacing the assembly line of the how.
We're replacing the friction. And when you remove friction, you get velocity.
Well, we are almost out of time, but I want to leave our listeners with one last thought that came to me while we were breaking this down.
Go for it.
We looked at the costs. You can generate a podcast, a video, and a blog post from a single PDF for less than the price of a cup of coffee. Literally a few euros.
Right.
So if content is that cheap and that fast, what happens to the companies that are still paying thousands of dollars for the same thing? Or worse, the companies that are staying quiet because they don't have the budget?
That's the provocative question, isn't it?
Are we entering an era where silence is just a choice of not running the script?
I think we are. And in a noisy world, silence is a very dangerous strategy.
Something to chew on. That's it for this deep dive into OpenBots and Auto Content API. Thanks for listening.
We'll get you in the next one.